From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama, appearing on KIR radio, was asked whether he thinks a bomb destroyed a Russian jetliner over Egypt last week, killing 224 passengers and crew.
We're going to spend a lot of time just making sure that our own investigators and our own intelligence community figures out exactly what's going on before we make any definitive pronouncements. But it is certainly possible that there was a bomb on board.
Earlier, British Prime Minister David Cameron said it's more likely than not the plane was bombed. The Russian flight took off from Sharm el-Sheikh on its way to St. Petersburg Saturday, crashed into the Sinai Peninsula. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for attacking the jet, but has offered no evidence to support the claim. Outgoing UN envoy for Libya urged that country's rival leaderships to stop blocking the democratic process and vote on political agreement that lays out the composition of a future unity government. Bernardino León told the UN Security Council in his final briefing on Thursday that while there's been progress recently toward resolving outstanding issues, such as representation of the parties in the new government, there is still no formal acceptance of the agreement. Tanzania's new president, John Magufuli, was sworn in on Thursday despite continued disputes over the October 25th election. In a short speech, Magufuli promised to work hard to implement the pledges he made during the campaign. Recent election extended the longtime rule of the CCM party, both in the presidency and in the parliament. Opposition, which boycotted Thursday's ceremony, says the presidential election was rigged and they rejected the results. This is VOA News.